There was a man who took a stand to try to shed some light. He said the biz of preference is a basic human right. The school board laid him off and said the budget was too tight. But it sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me. There was a boy, his mama's joy, she never did him harm. But when his mother took a lover, people were alarmed. And overnight she lost the right to hold him in her arms. Sounds suspiciously like homophobia to me.
Sing along, everybody. Oh, it happens every day.
Homophobia.
No matter what they say.
Homophobia.
It's just because you're gay.
Homophobia.
Homophobia.
Those are the voices of Romanowski and Phillips, just two of the artists honored at the 3rd Annual Out Music Awards, held in New York City on June 1st. On this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and the personalities from the ceremony. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trenton. Out Music was founded over 13 years ago in the East Village apartment of Dan Martin and his partner Michael Biello. Dan describes the concept of the Out Music Awards.
Well, the awards are in their third year, our second year of having a live event, and they're basically a celebration of excellence in queer music centered around recordings released last year. But we also come together to meet each other and honor people who have come before us and celebrate special people within our community.
This year's event was hosted by two of last year's winners, Alex Dopkin and Jamie Anderson. In 2002, Alex took home the Out Music Heritage Award, and Jamie was named Out Musician of the Year.
The 11 categories for this year's OMAs, as the awards are nicknamed, garnered almost 300 submissions from around the world. In the background, you're hearing a selection from the winner of the Outstanding Instrumental Recording Award.
Will Grego received that award for his album Stereotonic. We got his reaction after the awards.
Well, I feel awesome about it. To get this award is just fantastic. It's just great.
Who's your producer?
My producer, well, I co-produce. And my co-producer is Randy Jones, the original cowboy from the Village People, who has phenomenal ears. He's got very good pop ears. And he's helped me see my music in a really completely different way and get some distance from it.
One of the first categories to be announced was for Outstanding New Recording Female, and the award went to Mary Lofstrom for her wonderful jazz album, Ginger Comes to Stay.
It feels great. I'm just overjoyed. I never thought that I would win. I was kind of incredulous. So many other great artists had put in their CD, and I was up against some very talented work, so I'm really pleased.
Because you're a good girl, he's gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swingin'est swinger that you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because you're a good girly girl, he's gonna go bad.
For Outstanding New Recording Male, the winner was Mark Weigel for his album Out of the Loop.
Mark was the big winner of the day. He came away with 3 of the 5 OMAs he was nominated for. He also received the Outstanding Producer Award, and his song, In the Last 5 Minutes, was part of a 3-way tie for Out Song of the Year.
Mark found this news
incredibly exciting. It's really validating to, you know, get that recognition from gay people in the music industry and other gay artists and performers. That feels even more satisfying than a popular vote kind of thing.
Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you? I just wanted you to know, and it's been on my mind. Have I told you in the last 5 minutes that I love you?
The Outstanding Songwriting OMA went to Kaya Hartwood of Wishing Chair, who was the other big winner of the day.
Wishing Chair is comprised of Kaya Hartwood and Miriam Davidson. They also won in the Outstanding Duo, Group, or Band category for their album, Crow. They could not attend the awards, but Kaya later shared with me her thoughts on winning.
Well, I was kind of shocked
because of the company. I mean, what's wonderful about gay and lesbian transgender music is that there's so many different styles and genres and great artists doing it at the present moment. And the list of people that were nominated are all fabulous musicians. So I'm thrilled.
Come back again. How can I explain it? I'll step right up and claim it. Baby, can't you see?
One of the most competitive categories this year was Outstanding New Recording by a Choir or Chorus. The award went to Vox Femina Los Angeles for their album entitled Simply.
Another of the day's surprises was the tie for the Outstanding Debut Recording Female Award. One of the recipients was Allison Tartaglia for her album called Ready.
It's very exciting. I was excited just to be nominated. You know, we put a lot of work into it, and many times I didn't think it would ever be finished. And so I was just excited to get to be in the room with so many people that I respect and admire, regardless of what they said when they opened the envelope.
Sharing the Debut Recording Female Award with Allison was Terry Wolfe for her album Magnificent Obsession.
You're my magnificent obsession. Can't get you out of my mind. You're my magnificent obsession. I think about you all the time. I think about.
I feel like I'm on a cloud, and I have a new magnificent obsession, well maybe not new, but added, of out music. I feel like my life is different from meeting all the wonderful artists that I did over this weekend, and I just feel like I'm walking on air.
And in the category of Outstanding Debut Recording Male, the award went to Ruben for his CD titled Dusk.
I just wanted to thank Steve Bagley, who helped me co-produce the album, and my boyfriend Rick, and all of you and everybody who decides to be out as a gay musician, to keep providing positive, affirmative examples out there in the world. And thank you so much.
You're listening to a special Out Music Awards edition of Audiophile, here on This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. There were four special awards given during the show. They are designed to recognize extraordinary contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
One of the Out Music Special Recognition Awards went to Amazon Country, a weekly radio program aired since 1974 on WXPN FM in Philadelphia. That show has long been a trailblazer and leader in fostering lesbian feminist radio programming. The award was accepted by current host and producer Deborah D'Alessandro.
The Outstanding Support Award recognizes exemplary involvement by non-musicians in supporting and furthering the work of LGBT artists. This year's very deserving recipient was Greg Shapiro.
For many years, Greg has contributed as both a journalist and radio host. Based in Chicago, he is the music director for Windy City Radio and the senior entertainment director for the Windy City Times. But his reach extends much further, as his reviews and columns are carried in over a dozen queer publications across the country.
Come on, what? Understand, overstand, misunderstand, with so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand, open mind, open hand, do the best that you can.
Another of the special recognition OMAs was given to Dutch Boy for his special contributions in creating and nurturing the LGBT hip-hop scene.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I accept this award on behalf of
out artists and performers everywhere, and more specifically, on behalf of lesbian and gay artists who share Out Music's mission of making music within a community and making community within music. And more specifically, since it's why I'm here, I dedicate this to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender artists who are finding and creating a voice for themselves of the hip-hop generation as part of the preeminent youth subculture on the planet.
One of the highlights of this year's ceremony was the Out Music Heritage Award. This tradition started last year with an award to Alex Dobkin and honors artists for their early and ongoing contributions to queer music. Following in Alex's footsteps this year are Romanofsky and Phillips.
Ron Romanofsky and Paul Phillips are the most popular out-of-the-closet male singing duo in history, releasing 7 albums and touring extensively from 1983 to 1999.
Their music was charged with humors and political messages at a time when everyone else played it safe. They forged a trail for others to follow and made it safer for performers to be out in their work. The duo was honored to receive this prestigious award.
God, this is such a... I'm filled with all these emotions. It's like a Sally Field, Lucille Ball moment all together for me. You know, you like me, but also the body may be 50, but the legs are still great, you know?
So thank you very much. It's really wonderful to be honored by your community, and I'm really grateful to all of our fans who made our career possible, and mostly grateful for the fact that I haven't had to have a day job in 20 years.
Most of the winners are decided by a panel of judges, but the final 2 awards are chosen by the votes of the entire Out Music membership. The first is Out Song of the Year.
As we mentioned earlier in the program, Mark Weigel's In the Last 5 Minutes was part of a 3-way tie for this award.
The second of the 3 winners was a delightful song, sung partly in Russian by Irina Rivkin. It's called Ya Iyo Lublu, which means I love her.
I tell her, yeah, yo, no blue, from deep inside, that's how I feel. Yeah, yo, no blue, those don't deny this is real. Yeah, yo, no blue, she'll always be part of my life. Yeah, yo, no blue, she is my love, she'll be my wife.
And the third winner for Out Song was Blend In, written by Justin Tranter, with additional lyrics by Stephanie Delk. It comes from Justin's album, Scratched.
Thank you so much. I co-wrote the song with a great friend of mine, Stephanie Delk. She's amazing. She's in Boston, so she couldn't be here. And I also want to thank my band, especially because most of them are straight. And so for them to come to all these events is really quite amazing. And my friends and my mother are right here, and I love them so much. Thank you very much.
See you, point me out to your friends, and don't think I don't.
The final award, whose recipient is also chosen by all Out Music members, honors not only an artist's music, but also their contributions to the Out Music community. The Out Musician of the Year award went to Yolanda.
Yolanda uses her larger-than-life drag queen persona and huge talent to promote her own brand of activism. Who else could talk the owners of a lesbian-owned Lower Manhattan bar like Meow Mix into letting her host a continuing LGBT night, providing opportunities for all performers and building bridges between various parts of our community? Tell us about your feelings about winning the Out Musician of the Year.
Oh, JD, I swear, it's a dream come true. No, really, you know, I mean, it's like you sort of work really, really hard as a queer musician, and you know, sometimes you have good gigs, sometimes you have bad gigs, sometimes people don't show up. It's just like so many things, and sometimes I get really discouraged. I'm a person that gets easily discouraged, and this was so good for me. It just helped me know that people care about what I'm doing.
The Out Music Awards are just one aspect of Out Music's activities. which include monthly events around the U.S. To find out more about Out Music, please visit www.outmusic.com, where there are links to the websites of the winners of the awards, and much more.
That's it for this special edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Portions of this month's Audiophile were written by Adam Michael James, and it was produced by J.D. Doyle and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Christopher David Trentum. Keep listening.
Rock with me, baby.